From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Washington spells out its demands on Haiti, and Port-au-Prince responds to international condemnation of state of siege, and Caribbean countries prepare for glory at the Commonwealth Games. I'm Sonia Fraser, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There are reports that the government of Haiti is about to lift the state of siege imposed in the country after the crackdown on political opponents last weekend. General Avril is expected to make a statement at any time now. The United States, for one, has welcomed the proposal. But as Adrian Porter reports from Washington, there's a strong feeling there that Haiti must take other liberal measures before the US administration reviews what has been its strongly critical line to events in Haiti.
Washington's welcome to a possible relaxation of the state of siege was a mild and cautious one. Miss Margaret Tutwiler of the State Department described it merely as an initial step in undoing the damage already done by the suppression of the political opposition. And she had a list of other measures which the United States wanted the Haitian government to implement.
Exiled political leaders should be allowed to return immediately. They and others should be permitted to freely participate in political activity. Restrictions on freedom of the press should be lifted immediately. Those responsible for the beatings of arrested opposition leaders, journalists, and human rights leaders should be punished. Also, the government of Haiti and the Haitian army should publicly commit themselves to free and secure elections and a transfer of power to whoever is elected.
Privately, of course, State Department officials don't expect President Avril of Haiti or his supporters to meet these demands overnight. There is also some doubt whether he would carry them out wholeheartedly, even if he promised to do so. However, the threat of U.S. sanctions, including the withdrawal of an aid package of $40 million, might, it is hoped, be sufficient reason for Haiti at least to reconsider its policy. This is Adrian Porter in Washington for Caribbean Report.
And for an official Haitian reaction to that story, Brian Jarman turned to the government's director of information, France Saint-Louis. On the line to Port-au-Prince, he asked him if the authorities accept the condemnation of human rights abuses in the country.
I don't know what people call human rights. In Haiti, what we call human rights, it's when everybody is free to do whatever the person wants to do. Okay? The way things is going on here, I don't think everybody can do whatever they want. With that kind of situation.
But a basic freedom is the freedom of expression, and that doesn't exist in Haiti anymore.
Yeah. Everything is free here. All the children are going to school, everybody is working, everything is going on. For us, that's what we call free here.
But not those people who disagree with you. They aren't free, are they?
I don't know what you call freedom. Me, I'm free. Everybody is free in this country.
But the people who were arrested and sent to Miami, they're not free.
Should leave the people doing whatever they want. I don't know if that's what the international community calls freedom. Because the president has a responsibility. He is up to save the life and the world of the people here. You cannot just leave everybody just keep going doing everything they want. The elections are to be held here this year, and the president has to do everything he has to do to erect the elections.
Are you not worried that because international opinion is against you, you won't be receiving the support of countries like America, whose support you need?
I don't think if we have political problems all the time, and we can have a good economy. The president wants now to resolve the political problems, and after the problems will be resolved, I think the economy will be good.
But don't you think one way to get help in the economy is to convince the outside world that you're serious about elections and democracy?
Listen, the president, since he came to power in September 11, in 1988, he said the elections will be held in Haiti, okay?
But you've got rid of all the opposition.
There is something you should be clear about it. The president did not send all the oppositions outside. The president sent outside the people who doesn't want elections.
Haiti's Director of Information, France Saint-Louis. Now for a roundup of activity on the financial markets in London today. The pound gained strength and rose against the dollar to close at $1.65.9. On the bullion market, gold closed $3.5 higher at $418.5 an ounce. Among the soft commodities all in tonnes, March sugar was unchanged at $331, March coffee was 7 higher at £593.5, and March cocoa was 3 higher at £634.5. On the metal exchange, 3 months aluminium was unchanged at $1,477.5 a tonne. 3 months nickel was lower, closing at $6,287.5 a tonne. Venezuela has just announced that it will be increasing its reserves of conventional crude oil over the next 5 years. I asked Lindsay Horn of DBL Limited if this is a good move by Venezuela to try and stay ahead of world trends.
Well, I think all the Venezuelans are doing is playing the OPEC game of increasing your reserves.